Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Pastor Otero will start the studies on the book of Revelation, going paragraph by paragraph, and this will start the first Sunday in April at the evening worship service. Also, the new church directories are available, and you can get a copy by going to the kitchen on a side table and pick up your copy. Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class at 3:30 this afternoon, and it will be an open session, so bring your questions, and Pastor will seek to find the answers in the scriptures. At the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Tomlinson will be teaching from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, titled, Know Your Soil. And at the Wednesday evening service at 7:30, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series titled, Marriage Works, and he'll be speaking on love through the parenting years. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is wonderful. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 40, Great is Thy Faithfulness. let's continue our worship with hymn number 367, His Way With Thee. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 402, Faith is the Victory.
Remain standing for prayer. It's good to see Lara coming home to her church. It's good to see Peter Manning here with us. And I give you a good news before prayer. We have a mystery in a church. And I wish his father copy from him. A Gregory Jr. read in the Spanish class with no accent whatsoever. I mean, his Spanish was absolutely marvelous. So, Father, take note, all right? Let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We remember the words of David who said, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. And so, Father, here we are praising you this morning because you care for us, because you deal with us with tenderness and patience, because you love us to the end. We are grateful that we know you and that we can trust you. Father, here we are another week in which we are ready to learn from you and from your word. And so we pray that as the choir praise your name, as the Bible is read, and then later on explain, we pray that when we leave this place, the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, will follow with us. We thank you, Lord, for our missionaries and for their work. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, Spain. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Guatemala. Marta Foretti in Buenos Aires. Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos, Peru. Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica. The South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California. Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and as Danny have spent already a week of work in Florida. And then for Fred and Carol Lewis. And Lord, our prayer for the missionaries goes for Daniel Lacey. His father is in a very short moment of life, perhaps the coming week, is going to be with you. And so we pray for Daniel and Miriam and for Martha, his wife, as they're going to see the father and the husband going home with Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for his life and for the example and care of his church in Los Angeles and for raising Daniel under the fear of God. Thank you, Lord. And now, Father, we pray for those who are under stress, difficulties, financially, emotionally, that your peace and your wisdom will fill their heart. We thank you, Lord, for the offering that you continually provide for Bethel. And we thank you for your people who love you, and that's why they gave. Now, Lord, bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
dwells on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. My faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. I trust the ever-living one, his words for me shall be. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Enough for me that Jesus saves, his ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him, he'll never cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. I know whom I have believed and persuaded, and he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. Yes, I know whom I have believed and persuaded, and he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1222. We will be reading Romans chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Romans chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. Making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purpose to come unto you, but was hindered, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the great gospel you have made known to us through the pen of Paul, and which we now believe through the generating power of the Holy Spirit. We praise you and thank you for this amazing reality that perfect righteousness is ours by faith alone, because you have put to our account the righteousness of Christ. Help us to demonstrate this fact by our way of life, to walk in the paths of righteousness. We thank you for pastors who bring the truth from the Scriptures without compromise, bringing to us your whole counsel. Bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to deliver the message from the Scriptures. Bless us who listen here and on the radio and internet and tape and CD, that we may be drawn closer to the Lord Jesus Christ through the preaching of the Word. In his name we pray. Amen. Would you please be seated.